today is a good day. In the heart of Detroit, a beloved icon is making a triumphant return. Patty Lynch, the new owner of Dutch Girl Donuts, breathing new life into this historic Woodward Avenue establishment, a rich family history intertwined with Dutch Girl Lynch's commitment to preserving its legacy is unwavering. And following a soft opening last Saturday, visitors were treated to some free donuts as well during that soft opening. Well, Patty Lynch is poised to officially reopen Dutch Girl's doors just in time for Mother's Day weekend. And Patty joins us live in studio this morning. He brought us donuts. I've been waiting for
Lloyd is thrilled.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have to apologize to Kevin and Tom right now. The studio's going to be a little sticky today.
Congratulations, first of all, to the soft opening.
Thanks.
And just talk about what inspired you to go back and reopen that iconic store.
You know, life is strange the way things go. I started going into Dutch Girl as a little boy because my dad, when he and my mom were dating back in the 70s, my mom went to Marygrove. Uh-huh. And so he was down there and hit up Dutch Girl more than he probably wants to admit. And so as a little boy, he would take me in there often. And then when I moved to Detroit right off Woodward, it became part of my daily commute. So on my way to the funeral home, I'd stop, get a dozen for the funeral home staff. And that became part of my routine in adulthood. And strangely enough, and I wasn't even aware of this, my cousin Tim Lynch Jr., he grew up with the Timmer family. And he ended
the Timmer family were the original owners.
The original owners since 1947. And he ended up handling funeral services for Cecilia, Dutch Girl herself, her son Gene, his wife Lauren. Oh. And I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
And so there was this sort of intimate connection with them and my cousin. So when they were closing down the shop, after the death of the parents, sort of in the middle of COVID, he said, you know, you should reach out to my cousin. And he called me and was like, you know, what's your interest? And I'm like, I don't think I have the capacity for that. I got a lot going on. Huh? I just gotten married. We have two little girls. And, but then when I saw that, publicly, it was going to close down maybe for good. I reached out to him. I wrote him a letter and I said, listen, I don't know if I can make you an appropriate offer, but I would want to continue the family legacy. I'd want John making donuts, the grandson, mm-hmm, who had been there for years, and I wouldn't want much to change. I like so many Detroiters, like, this is going to hurt. And they responded positively to that letter, and we sat down and we figured it out. And yeah, the rest is history. I come up with a lot of bad ideas, and my wife is the first to tell me. But to her credit, I said, I kind of brought it up, and she goes, she grew up in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
She knows it's an institution. She goes, oh, no, you can pursue this. So that was nice. I got the green light from her.
And
so
John Timmer is still making the donuts.
He's
right?
Still there, along with some other long-standing donut makers that have been there for years. I mean, we probably have 8 former employees back.
Oh, that's great.
Is that? Yeah. Oh, and they're so happy because that place is, you know, it brings people so much joy. And
it does.
They're just happy. I mean, Joe, I just saw him this morning. He made your donuts. When he kind of came.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, when he came, him and T, Letitia, they, you know, he came back in and he like cried, you know, just to be back there doing it. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, I think when something like this happens and someone like you puts the effort into reopening an institution, that the community should support that. And there's nothing better than that donut, that glazed traditional donut I just had.
People have so much love for it. And, you know, it just brings back a lot of memories for people, a lot of nostalgia. I mean, I grew up off Woodward. I mean, Woodward's been kind of part of my life the whole time. And so, yeah, it's layered for people. And that's cool. That's a good thing, you know?
You know, the Rocket Mortgage Classic is going to be just down the road from
you
at DGC. I think, you know, we need to.
I think Ricky needs a donut.
Yeah.
Right. We've been in conversations about making sure some of those donuts are there. And, of course, people will stop at Dutch Girl and get some, too. So,
Yeah. We need the PGA Tour to get a licensing agreement. You need to be the official donut the Rocket Mortgage
That's
Classic.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
What's been the most surprising thing entering this business that you had no experience in?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People think I'm joking when I say this, but like my life in funeral service, and you know, I own the Schwitz, the old bathhouse. Mm-hmm. those are kind of two sides of the same coin, believe it or not. It's about hospitality, letting people in, staying as long as they want, making people feel comfortable. And not that Dutch Girl isn't that, but it's really about production and efficiency. And like, we had a line down.
Quality control.
We had a line down to 7 miles. So it's like, we're gearing up to try to make maybe, you know, 3,000 donuts a day.
Wow.
And so that type of business is something that, you know, is exciting and challenging, but it's definitely a different thing for me, you know. But, you know, we got great people in place, and I think we're going to do a good job.
Have you thought about expanding as far as, you know, maybe putting the donuts in different places, different stores or restaurants or whatever?
We've already had so many people reach out. I think you'll start seeing Dutch Girl donuts at different cafes and in restaurants, you know, see them on the dessert menu and add a scoop of ice cream. I've already partnered with my good friends, the Bacharis brothers, the coffee roasters in Highland Park. So they've made a Dutch Girl coffee blend specifically for us.
Heavens.
So the coffee is there. It's delicious. So we'll have bags of coffee that people can take with them. And then I'm in conversation with Ray's Ice Cream. They're going to do a Dutch Girl, a run of Dutch Girl flavors by Ray's Ice Cream.
Cool.
Wow. So we're hoping to get that ready for the summer. Dutch Girl.
How about an ice cream mold in the shape of a donut?
Yes. The possibilities are endless. But, you know, the most important thing is to get Woodward and Seven up and running and organized, and then we'll see what happens, you know.
Because how has the community responded? I know that, especially in that area. I know people come from everywhere to go to Dutch Girl, but just in that immediate area there.
Well, you know, I mean, like, the police precinct is right across the street. Yes. Right? I'm not going to crack any cop jokes, but when we had the soft opening, one of them came over and they're like, "You're giving away donuts?" We said, "Yeah." And then like 10 minutes later, three more cops showed up. So you've got Palmer Woods right there. I mean, you've got so many great neighborhoods, Sherwood Forest and the University District, and then the Amazon Distribution Center is right there now. I think we're going to have a lot of those employees in.
Get Perfecting Church up and running.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be a big day.
That would be a big day. And that's a thing that we are tweaking. Cecilia Timmer was a devout church-going woman. She was an organist. They were always closed on Sundays. We're actually going to close on Mondays and open on Sundays because over the years, many people have commented, "God, I wish I could get a Dutch Girl on Sunday." So,
well, and Sundays, like after church or 100%. Whatever, you want to treat yourself.
Sure.
And you probably would get a lot of business on Sunday.
Yeah, or you're going to have a big meal with family and you want to pick up a dozen or whatever. Yeah, I think that Sundays could be really great.
Are the Schwitz guys also patronizing
the
donut shop?
Oh, my Lord. So we were laughing about this the other day.
Because you're going to need bigger towels.
When we were doing these test runs, I brought like 4 or 5 dozen to the Schwitz, because Wednesday nights are my night there. That's when I hang out with the guys.
Uh-huh.
And so I brought like 4 or 5 dozen last Wednesday, and they devoured them. I was like, oh, man, we're going to need to gear up for this. So
your business model is very diverse.
Yes, yes. Funerals and donuts and
Schwitzes.
And
yeah, I know.
Wow. So did you guys do any type of renovations or any type of?
Yeah, actually, one of the reasons why we didn't open earlier than this, you know, because originally I thought, oh, we'll open like March or something. The place got broken into a couple times. Some of the equipment was really trashed, sadly enough. So I was like, when we get up and running, it's going to be really difficult to get anything done. So we took the time. We painted the entire place, all new lighting, polished the terrazzo floors, got a bunch of new equipment in. It's really, really beautiful and polished in there. And I'm glad because now we can really start right. And the building's sort of, I feel like it's glowing, you know?
Patty Lynch, thank you so much for what you have done reopening Dutch Girl.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the biggest thing.
Lloyd is beaming.
Saturday, 8 a.m., we will be open and open, you know, for good. So Saturdays and Sundays will be 8 to 4, and then Tuesday through Friday, 6 to 6. That'll be the start.
All right. Everybody go to Dutch Girl Donuts and get one of those great glazed donuts. Patty Lynch, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, it is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She tried to oust the speaker. Didn't work.